Welcome to the first week in December, where the countdown for many is on to the start of the festive season. For us, our first port of call is midweek racing at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. Thanks for joining me, Ravon Smith, on A Sure Thing. Good to have you along for the preview of this 8-race programme on Wednesday afternoon that gets underway at 13:15. I like a few horses on this card. I do think that there's money to be made, but more about that when we get into the nitty-gritty of this race meeting. Would be remiss of me not to look back at the weekend's feature race action at Turfantine on Saturday. Congratulations to the winning connections of all the feature races on the card. Wasn't easy finding some of those winners, but a big thumbs up too to Frank Robinson, who unsettled his first Grade 1 winner when taking the lion's share of the prize money with Mocha Blend in the big one of the afternoon. And while on the subject of the Betway Summer Cup, let's spare a thought for both Jared Penny and Serena Moodley. They both came down during the running of the race, not a nice thing to see. But the report on the Sporting Post says both of them are going to be okay. Let's wish them a speedy recovery and keep fingers crossed that they'll be back in action in the not-too-distant future. Right, let's concentrate on Wednesday. 8 races on the card. 1:50 in the off-time of the first. That means, on the tote, the exotic starts from race 1. And for those of you that are going to be taking your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries, those need to be on 5 minutes prior to the advertised starting time of race number 1. Let's get straight to it. In the opener, there's one of them that I really like on the card, and that is number 3, Digby. This one from the stable of Shane Humby. That stable's really been in good form. If one look at Digby, you'll see he's been a model of consistency. Last time out, he went off to set the pace, but got carried in over the final 2:50, and but for that, could have finished a whole lot closer. The horse that finished behind him in fourth was a horse called Moody Blue, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line to give it a boost. Richard Faree is now engaged to ride him, and that will be a big plus, and I do think he rates the horse to beat. So I'm going 3 Digby, ahead of 9 World Champion, 7 Mr. Moustache, and 5 Ayers Dream. I noted down the Antipost betting prior to us pre-recording the show. Race 2 is the opening leg of the place accumulator. 13:50 is the off time. It's an apprentice, class 5, benchmark 70. And a field of 8 runners will line up at the 1600 meter mark. Year number 7 in a timely manner is at 1.82. Next on offer is number 6, Hiawatha Goldberg at 3.33. 4.55, number 3, Sesame. 5-1, number 8, Ignite the Fire. 7.1, 4-1 and upwards, the others. Where am I going? I'm looking for a bit of value because 9 out of 10 times, these apprentice races do throw up a bit of a result. I like the look of number 3, Sesame. I thought that was 2 good post-maiden runs under the belt. Stayed on at the finish. And last time out was 4th over this course and distance. If you look at the form, you'll see this horse. She's always there or thereabout. She now gets the services of 4-kilo claiming apprentice Bungani on board. She's well drawn, and I do think she can be rewarded for consistency. So I'm going 3 Sesame, ahead of number 7 in a timely manner. 5 Dargenese and 6 Hiawatha Goldberg. Race 3 is the first leg of the pick 6 you need to be on at 14:25. Here's another horse that I really like. It was 2.5-1 each of 2. Money has come for number 4, Summer Stern, from 2.5 into 2-1. I like number 8, Prairie Dawn, who's gone from 2.5-1 out to 2.86-1 on HollywoodBets.net. Now, Prairie Dawn showed good improvement in the placings from debut to second outing. Finished 6th first time out, was slow away, held up at the 100-meter mark, and last time out, finished 3rd. Raced prominently and then stayed on at the finish. I do think Prairie Dawn will enjoy the step up to 1,500. Both J.P. van der Merwe and Justin Snaith are in devastating form. And I do think, with further natural progress to come, and luck in running from Stallgate 8, Prairie Dawn should take a power of beating. So I'm going 8 Prairie Dawn, ahead of number 13, Wonderful Tonight, 4 Summer Stern, and 5 Larking About. We move on to race 4, leg 1 of Jackpot 1, 1500 hours the off time of race 4. It's a B-stakes, where 9 runners will line up at the 1500 meter mark. 4-1 the field on HollywoodBets.net. 10, goodness gracious me. From 10 to 1, has shortened through the points down 4 to 1, and he's 4 to 1 alongside number 8, 10 Penny, who is also at 4 to 1. One Handsome Prince, 4.55, 2 La Peluga, 4.55 to 1, 9 Major Masters at 5 to 1, 7.1, 4 to 1 and upwards the others. 4 to 1 the field, you're probably going to have to load up as far as the exotics are concerned if you want to see yourself safely through the fourth race on the card. I like the look of number 1, Handsome Prince. Now, this horse challenged strongly last time out, went second over 1,400 metres, found one too good and a good one at that in the form of Gimme Rules, who won going away last time out. On the run prior to that, he renews rivalry with 10 Penny and finished 4.3 lengths behind 10 Penny. He's now a kilo and a half bit off at the weights, so that should bring them much closer together. And three runs back, he won over 1,500 metres with Gareth Wright in the irons, and Gareth Wright is back on board. This also happens to be trainer Michelle Rix's only runner on the day, and how often haven't we seen one runner, one winner, and besides, that stable is in form. So I'm going 1, Handsome Prince, ahead of 7, goodness gracious me, 8, 10 Penny, and 2, La Peluga. Fifth race on the programme is leg 1 of Jackpot 2. 15.35 the off. Scratched here is number 1, Professor Snape. 7 runners will line up at the 2,200 metre mark, and yeah, I like number 8, Master of Paris. Now, this horse ran in feature race company last time out, and in fact ran above its rating when second in the Will Lavington Stakes listed. That was over 2,500 metres. He was no match for the winner on the day, but was second best on that occasion. Here he drops in class and he also drops in trip. He'll definitely be doing his best work late, and to me, looks very hard to oppose. I'm going 8, Master of Paris, ahead of 7, To the Moon and Back, 2, Beautiful Side, and 4, Joshua. Race 6 on the card is a Class 5 Benchmark 70. 9 runners will line up at the 1,400 metre mark. 2.5 to 1 each of 2. 7 Boundless Love. 9 Give That Man a Bell are both 2.5 to 1. 1 Claim Karua is at 3.03 to 1. 6.25 to 1, number 5, Devil a Saint. 8.33 to 1 and upwards the others. I'm in the camp of number 9, Give That Man a Bell. Now, this horse set the pace and got caught late over the course and distance last time out. Definitely would have come on with the benefit of that one under the belts. Louis Courtois will probably use his early gate speed to get him to the front, get him to cross, and get him to set the pace from the get-go. He will also strip a whole lot fitter second run after rest, and I do think if he kicks away at the right time, he will be hard to peg back in the run to the wire. So I'm going 9, Give That Man a Bell, ahead of 7, Boundless Love, 5, Devil a Saint, 1, Claim Karua. Penultimate race, race 7, is the Apprentice D-Stakes, where 8 runners will line up at the 1,200 metre mark. And in race number 8, you can get, or rather race 7, you can get 2.86 to 1, about number 1, True Horizon. 3.57, number 4, Fort Red. 3.57, number 7, Lover's Lane. 4.55, number 5, Gravity, and 8, Black Path. And it's double figures and upwards, Barbo. So where do we go in the seventh race, penultimate race on the program? I'm siding with number 5, Gravity. Now, this horse wasn't beaten too far back last time out. In fact, finished second, beaten 2¾ lengths by the winner. Hung out late, but stayed on for second at the finish. Good to see 4 kilo claiming Apprentice Bungani on board. And if he confirms that improved run, I do think that he could be involved in the shake-up. Hence the reason I'm going 5, Gravity, looking for a bit of value, ahead of number 1, True Horizon, 7, Lover's Lane, and 8, Black Path. Now we get to the last race, the 8th race, 17:20, the off time. This is a Class 4, Benchmark 81, where 9 runners will line up at the 1,000-metre mark. Here, number 6, Gol Gabowski, is at 1.67 to 1. Next on offer is number 2, Elsinore, at 4 to 1. 8, All About Al, is at 5 to 1. 9, Billy Cool, 6.25 to 1. 8.33 to 1 and upwards, the others. I'm going to look for value in the last race on the card as well. It's a horse that I've been following. I went for him last time out, let the side down, and hopefully this time round we'll be able to make it back. I'm going with number 8, All About Al from the Adam Marcus Yard. Now, this horse was been the money in his last 3 outings. Ran on nicely, went 3rd over the course and distance last time out. Callan Murray is now booked to ride him, and I do hope that Callan will be able to extricate that little bit more out of him in the run to the wire, and I do think he will be giving a very good account of himself this time round. So I'm going 8, All About Al, ahead of 6, Gold Gaboski, 9, Billy Cool, and 4, Major Apollo. And that takes care of our preview of midweek racing on this Wednesday afternoon. Weather-wise, it's been sunny, it's been warm, but it's been windy. Also, a special thanks to Nino, the PE King, for popping in to come and say happy birthday. Really appreciate the best wishes, the good wishes that I've been receiving. From me, Ravon, till next time, you take care. Good punting. Cheers for now.